Banff. An increase in service for select Rome public transit routes, along with new positions, are being proposed in the 2023-25 draft budget for Bow Valley Regional Transit Services Commission. If approved, the budget is predicting expenses of $8.594 million in 2023 to go with an estimated income of $9.278 million to serve about 67,000 service hours, which is an increase of roughly 1,800 hours from 2022. However, as the public transit service has grown significantly in recent years as the member communities have pushed more reliance on public transit rather than people using vehicles, additional positions have been requested. It speaks to the needs within the organization that are very important to delivery in what our mandate is, said Cowan. Tanya Fubert, one of the representatives for the town of Canmore. It's come to a point where in order to meet the expectation for service, it means putting in place positions like the training staff. This is something people, especially the later bus, have asked for. To be in a position to consider this is really great news for the timeline evolution of the Transit Commission. Among the new service level requests are a full-time transit planning and data analyst to help with the growth of Rome, adapt routes and schedules and provide statistical information for short and long-term service expansion. The estimated cost is roughly $89,000, including training, new equipment and salary. We're just spread way too thin and we don't have the capacity to do very much proactive. We're very reactive, said Martin Bean, BVRTSC's chief administrative officer. This position would allow us to do a lot better scheduling and save time, improve our efficiency. Two transit support and training officers are also being sought after to aid with the service's growth, which requires year-round training and increase on road support. The positions would overlap for 7 days a week of coverage to keep up with the nearly 70,000 extra service hours expected for 2023. The estimated combined cost is $187,500. To have the support is critical, Bean said, adding the expansion will lead to more drivers being needed and an emphasis on in-house training. It could save us thousands of dollars as far as retention and job satisfaction. There's a lot of little things we look at and ask how and why did it happen. If there's a driver out there that's been trained well and encountered a new situation, it'll add to our capacity. The budget noted Rome will have to hire 25 to 30 drivers in the next 6 to 8 months, with the service already having 35% of its drivers aged 60 or older. The labor shortage has also seen transit employees be stretched in picking up loo time to ensure service is met. The commission is also being asked for 2 spare electric shuttle buses to address the lack of spare buses, especially as route services have increased. The total cost is $900,000. However, after grant funding, the net cost is $180,000 for the commission. If approved, the delivery would be expected in early 2024. The Route 3 Banff, Canmore regional bus could also see an expansion of service hours beginning in early 2023. If the commission endorses the plan and Banff and Canmore councils approve, 4.5 service hours would be added on weekends. The possible increase would see the final bus leave Banff at 11:15 p.m. and Canmore at about 11:45 p.m. The second bus running on weekends would also start at 6 a.m. whereas it begins at 10 a.m. now. It is anticipated that ridership will continue to grow and create a capacity issue over the next few years, a report to the commission stated. The additional late-night hour will help to meet community goals and allow more residents to move between communities without the use of a vehicle. The regional bus would also run an extra hour 7 days a week. In July, the route averaged 710 riders a day compared to 298 a day in July, 2015. If approved, it would cost $59,976. Among the changes will be small increases to the Route 5T and 5C in Canmore and Route 3 regional bus between Banff and Canmore. Route 9 to Johnston Canyon in Banff National Park is set to go until Thanksgiving Day weekend and Route 7 Banff Center won't be running for the immediate future. The budget is assuming ridership will return to 2019 pre-pandemic levels and an expected 1% increase to ridership in 2024 and 2025. The budget also noted 2 hybrid buses that serve Banff are expected to be replaced by electric in early 2023 and 3 electric buses will run for Parks Canada routes. The draft budget emphasized the significant increase in fuel costs, which have jumped nearly 50% over 2021 costs. Inflation is being estimated to hit 3% in each of 2024 and 2025. An increase in drivers' wages has seen a jump of $150,000 in wages, while an increase of $100,000 for training was included to have year-round training. Revenue before requisitions increased by $630,000 due to extra fare revenue, while operating expenses have increased by $860,000 due to vehicle maintenance, $188,000, driver's wage increase, $243,000, fuel increase, $222,000, insurance, $55,000, and utility increases, $39,000. BVRTSC will vote on the proposed budget in September, which will be open to municipal and public feedback. The final budget will be approved at the October meeting. Draft 2023 budget summary of requisitions Banff, $2.463 million Canmore, $1.773 million ID. Number 9. $716,083 Parks Canada, $1.55 million routes operating requisition increases, decreases Route 1 Banff. Increase of $81,000 in operating requisition Route 2, Banff increase of $56,000 in operating requisition Route 3 Banff, Canmore Regional. Increase of $27,000 in operating requisition Route 5 Canmore. Increase of $142,000 in operating requisition Route 8, Lake Louise, Banff, Winter. Decrease of $125,000 in operating requisition Route 4 Cave and Basin and Route 6 Minnewanka. Increase of $172,000 in operating requisition Route 8X, 8s and 9, Summer. Increase of $155,000 in operating requisition 2023 estimated income total pass sales, $3.063 million total income before requisitions, $3.661 million total income, $9.278 million 2023 estimated expenses total fuel, $966,638 total insurance, $173,757 total vehicle expenses, $1.688 million total wages drivers, $3.128 million total wages operations, $555,712 total operating expenses, $8.594 million.